Okay, I'd like to start by just explaining pshat in Ilfa. According to the Balamor and Rashi, which is one pshat, and according to the Rif, once we have some clarity in the pshat in Ilfa, we can start to talk about what the underlying svara of the Rif is. The Balamor is easy. And then we'll get to the Rush. But first, I just want to sort of chew over again the inyan which we discussed yesterday, which is pshat, the two pshatim in the Gemara. So again, Omer Ilfa, Behema b'shasarabim poshto tzavor v'ochlam agabi chavarta chayeves. Maitam agabi chavarta kachotzer anizikdam. Now, Ilfa is telling us, poshu pshat in Ilfa, he tells us what his chiddush is. His chiddush is that agabi chavarta has a din of rishus hanizik. He's telling us exactly the words, what it is that he's saying. Agabi chavarta is rishus hanizik, and that's his chiddush, and that's the whole memory of Ilfa. There's no additional chiddush in Ilfa, according to Rashi, the Balamor. That's pashut pshat in Ilfa. Were it not for the Rif, it would be easy gemara. So Gemara wants to bring a raya from a case of kupasai, which is a man who's carrying something, and the animal pashto tzavara, the animal stuck out its neck, v'achlam imenu chayeves. So Gemara answers, kidamra b'rava b'kayfetzes, hachinami b'kayfetzes. The words hachinami go on what? Pshat. Lay Rashi, hachinami goes on. Hachinami here also goes on what? Goes on the Braisa. Lay Rashi, it just goes on the Braisa. The case of Kupasai Mufshelas Lachar. That's all. Does not go on Ilfa. Ilfa is talking in a regular case. The Braisa is talking Kupasai Mufshelas Lachar, and it's talking that the animal jumped. Yesterday I had a hard time with the Lashon of Rashi, Kofetzes. Rashi says the top line, "Bekayfetes shakavtza va'achla al tzavara." I couldn't understand what those words meant. That it jumped and it ate on its neck. What does that mean? It jumped and it ate on its neck. I couldn't understand the lashon. So someone showed me today that there's a shina girsa printed that my gemara doesn't have it. Some gemaras have a change. They change shakavtza va'achla al tzavaroi. They have a girsa in Rashi. Shakovtza va'achla al tzava roi. Roi means him, means who? The person carrying the kupa. Now Rashi makes sense. Rashi's saying the person's carrying a box on his back, and the animal was kefetzes. What does kefetzes mean? On the back of a cow, I understand. An animal could jump on the back of a cow. Doesn't mean jumped on the back of a person. So Rashi says, Shakovtza va'achla al tzava roi. That jumped and it ate on his neck. How exactly it landed on the neck, or it flew past the neck, I don't know exactly physically. Picture it however you like. But does the words of Rashi, Shekhov Tzavach Lal Tzavah, right? On the neck of the man that was carrying the box. And the Meila, Shatli Rashi, is very simple. Kfitza is a Mishuna. And in the case of it's Mishuna, that's Chayevis, or Chayevis means Chatzin Nazik. That is the pshat in Ilfa. And then the Gemara brings Rabbi Shio, which is a different memra, which is a simple memra according to Rashi, and Hainu, the whole sugya. Now again, I'll repeat what I said yesterday. The reason the Rif could not learn this way, the reason the Rif couldn't learn this way for such a pasha pshat in the Gemara, is because of the Rif in Perek Aleph, Siman Aleph of the Rosh, he brings a Rif. And the Rif says the following words. He says, Atama Dekra. He gives a reason that Shane is Pater B'Shasarab. The Rif's reason. Why is Shane Pater B'Shasarabim? So the Rif's reason is because the world has to work that animals could go down the street. The world has to work that way. And it's Efsher to have animals walking down the street if they're not going to eat or walk normally. So Mimela, the Torah said that it's the Nizik's responsibility to watch his food. and that the owner of the animal is potter for anything that's normal, because normal things, we can't have a world in which people are restricted from having their animals walk down the street. And that's the Kavanas HaTorah, what the Rif called Orchei, that whatever an animal does that's Orchei in the street is potter. That being the case, it cannot be that if an animal is walking down the street and it eats off the back of the animal that's next to it, that it should be chayiv. But that's also normal. It's normal for animals to walk down the street, now one at a time. They had two-way traffic in those days too. They had animals going, and they had two and three lane streets also. There were animals walking next to animals. So it's also normal an animal's walking down the street. It sees food on the back of the next animal. It eats off of it.
It's also normal for the animals.
It's also normal. But it's not a... therefore what?
It's
the animal.
It's normal for housing.
Why? The owner of the animal to walk behind the animal, and therefore what should be? Therefore we should make him stop the animal from eating.
So, yeah.
So what he's saying is that without mechayiv, it's not shayach to be mechayiv owners to watch their animal that closely all the time. And he has to watch his animal, the shvira plusa, which is needed for Karen, that he needs to watch. He is required. But to be so close to the animal that in the 2 seconds that the animal would take, it's walking past the food. Those 2 seconds that are the lead, that much, it's not, the Rif says, not mistaver to be mechayiv him. And therefore, that's the time of the cross. That's what the Rif said. Being that the Rif holds what the Rosh called this time of the cross, therefore, the Rif couldn't learn this pshat. And for this reason, the Rif teaches that Ilfa is talking b'kofetzes. That Ilfa is talking, when the Gemara says hachinami b'kofetzes, it's not saying hachinami, the Bryce is talking kofetzes, but it's going on Ilfa as well. That Ilfa b'kofetzes, Ilfa said that the back of an animal has a din of rishus hanizik. When the animal jumps onto the back of the animal, it has a din of rishus hanizik. This is the Rif's chat. Now, before we make a cheshbon, we have to ask ourselves. Kofetzes, Rashi says kofetzes is mishonah. According to the Rif, does he consider kofetzes mishonah or not mishonah? I told you yesterday that the Rif holds kefetzis is normal. The Rif holds kefetzis is normal. Rashi holds kefetzis is unusual. And the Rif says it's usual. Since it wants to eat, it's normal for it to jump. So the question is, how do we know the Rif holds it's normal, it's usual? So the Ramban explains. If you learn Ilfa, he's talking about kefetzis. Ilfa's words are that the back of the animals are rishus hanizik. Now, if Ilfa was talking about Karen, there's no difference, rishus hanizik, rishus harabim. By Karen, there's no difference which rishus. Karen is exactly the same din, rishus hanizik, rishus harabim. So when the Rif says that Ilfa is talking kofetzes, the Rif must be saying that kefetzes is normal, and since kefetzes is normal, rishus harabim it would be potter, and if it's kefetzes on another animal, it's rishus hanizik, and there it's chayiv to pay nezek shalom. So basically, to take something complicated and try to put it into a very simple sketch of Ilfa, Ilfa's member. I just say like this, you have the Baal HaMoreh's chat and the Rif's chat. We have two cases. In Ilfa's case, you have Kofetzes,
and call it Eino Kefetes. So yeah, fill in the four boxes, right? What's Kefetes like the Balamar? Like the Balamar, the Gemara is talking, it's like Rashi. The Gemara is talking that it's Ilf is saying it's not Kefetes. Rashi also, if it would be Kefetes, it's Mishona, and we'll pay Kati Nezim. Filled with Karen, it's Kati Nezim. According to the Rif, Kefetes is normal. And therefore, according to the Rif, it's Shein, it's Nezik Shalom. Okay? So, by Kefetes, that's one Machlaik, is the Rif, and Rashi and the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar and Rashi is the same thing. Okay, so Rashi also. By Eino Kefetes, the Baal Amar holds that Ilfa was talking by Eino Kefetes. So the Baal Amar learns that Ilfa is saying that Eino Kefetes is a din of Rishus HaNizik and it's Chayim Nezik Shalom. So according to him, Eino Kefetes is Shein and it's Nezik Shalom, according to the Baal Amar. And this is what Ilfa is coming to, is talking about. The Rif holds Ilfa is talking by Kefetes. The Rif Shita from Perak Aleph Simon Aleph of the Rosh. The Rif Shita is that if it's Eino Kefetes, what's it then? It's Potter. It's Shein B'Shus HaRabim, and it's Potter. So basically, these are the two machlokes. The Baal Amar says that Ilf is talking in this case, and the Rif says Ilf is talking in this case. So Ilf definitely said it's Shein, it's Nezek Shalom. That was definitely what Ilf said. But which case was Ilfa talking? Baal Amar says Ilfa was talking in the case of Eino Kefetes. And because he holds Kefetes is Chatzi Nezek. The Rif said, no, Ilfa is talking in a case of Kefetes. And we Eino Kefetes, that's the Shita Sarif from the beginning of the Masechta. That Shein will be part of Rishus HaRab. In a nutshell, if you can ask yourself on all four boxes, ask yourself why, and say an answer, then you understand the whole tumult in the Rishonim. If you can understand the why of each one, for the first two boxes by Kefetes, they're arguing if it is Mishonah, it's not Mishonah. And the second two boxes, they're arguing, what does Ilfa mean? It's Rishus HaNizik.
So, Rishus HaNizik,
most likely they would argue what Kefetes is. Some Rishonim certainly imagine that way. Is it imagine from the Rosh though?
The
Rosh himself doesn't explain.
You
guess it sounds that way. The Rosh sounded like the two Kefetes are the same though. See, it's a taka. Like I said, first get the case straight. And then we ask, what's the machlokes? Now, in the first box, where they argue if Kefetes is normal, it could be that each one teaches Kefetes differently. One teaches Kfitza one way, and one teaches another way, as it's Mashmat HaKavanuka Yosef. That the question is, what's a teach Kefetes? But then that could be. Or it could be they both teach it the same way, and they argue if it's enough to be considered Orchei or not. So that can go either way. But the basic Machloikis, this is Pshat. Pshat in the Gemara, and the Mela. The whole complicated machlokes comes down to these two lines, these four boxes. Okay, this is pshat in the Gemara. One more thing before I get to we'll talk about the svara of the Rif, but one more nekuda first. The Rosh in Perek Aleph, Siman Aleph. The Rosh said, again, that the Rif holds of Tama Dekra. The Rif holds that the reason an animal walking down the street is potter is because that's normal. That's a normal way for an animal to walk, and that's why an animal walking down the street is potter. Lamai nafka mina. What's the difference? How does this reason change anything? So the Rosh had a case that comes out in Nafka Mina. You remember his case? The case, the Rosh had a case of an Eitz Aruch
The animal's walking down the street, and there's a piece of wood which is start in the street and protruding into a Rishus HaNizik, and the animal stepped on the piece of wood and broke something in the Nizik's Rishus. So the Rosh said, I would think, if it wasn't for the Rif, I would think, let's see. The animal is walking down the street. There's a long piece of wood going from one Rishus to the next. It stepped on the piece of wood here, broke something in Rishus HaNizik. So I would have thought that's called regel Rishus HaNizik. Zakter Rosh, no. It's regel Rishus HaRavim. Why? Because of the Rif Svara. That whatever the animal does normally, it's normally walking down the street. Now it's walking down the street normally, and it broke something, Rishus HaNizik, it's still Potter. Since it's walking down the street normally, when it breaks something, Rishus HaNizik, it's Potter. That was the Rosh's finish. Okay, that we had again, that was in Perek Aleph above Akama, Simen Aleph in the Rosh, the Kavanas Arif. He said this Chiddush Din, that if you're walking down, animal's walking down the street, it steps on a piece of wood, and it breaks something, Rishus HaNizik, that you're Potter. The Stipler says, how did the Rosh know that the Rif would hold this way? How did he know? So the Stipler, because that is this box. It's the same din as that box, which is a case of what? An animal walking down the street and eating off the back of another animal. Without pizza. Just eating the off the back of another animal. Since we now say the back of an animal is chatzar hanizik, so that's a case where the animal is a rishus harabim, and it's eating off the back of another animal. It's eating rishus hanizik, and it's potter because it's orchei. So zok the Stipler, this is in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov, the new Kilos Yaakov Simen Vav. He says that this is the makar of the Rosh's chiddush. We had kashis on the Rosh. The Pupul Echavifta had kashis on the Rosh. He says, this is the makar that you could be, if you're standing in a place where it's orche, and you're mazik b'shus hanizik, that you're potter, because that's your b'shus
harabim. Animal can't
No, that's like tzidei b'shus harabim. That's tzidei rechava. It has to be a normal way. We said for the animal to stick its head over the side. So I'm not an animal trainer. But I think the animals are trained that they don't go off the street. They stay in the street. So in the street, if there's another animal, it's going to eat off the other animal. To stick its head to see, at least like Rashi, to stick its head to see their rechavas mishumah. At least according to the way Rashi wrote in the Mishnah, according to Tosis, you can cash the good cash. But all right. This is all the halachas. Tell me a bunch of halachas. That's good. Now, what's left is to understand the svara of the Rif. The svara of the Rif. Because there's one question which is still left hanging in Svara. Okay, I'm assuming you all have the four cases clear. Okay, there's one Nakuda left hanging in the Rif. We started with a premise that the Rif holds, your animal's allowed to walk down the street, and you can't be held responsible for any normal thing animals do when they walk down the street. That's the premise of the Rif. The Rosh Aliba Derev. You can't be responsible for things that your animal does when it walks down the street. What's the problem with that? What's the problem? What are you responsible for when your animal does something normal as it's walking down the street? What?
Swearing.
I didn't mention
Hashem. You said that, you were saying this is normal, and it's a shame you were saying
Kofetzes. Kofetzes is still a problem. Because we're saying kofetzes is normal, like the Rif. We're saying to do kofetzes is normal. So if my animal walks down the street and it's kofetzes, which the Rif holds is normal, why am I chayek? Nihi, it's taka true, the other animal's back is rishus hanizik. But why am I responsible? If you're going with the premise that we're learning, that the Rif holds, that my animal walks down the street and it does normal things, I'm not responsible as long as it does normal things. So why kofetzes am I chayiv? If your whole kofetzes is abnormal, it's good. But the Rif holds kofetzes is normal. If kofetzes is normal, why am I responsible if my animal walks down the street and it jumps on another animal and eats off its back? Why am I chayiv? That's left hanging. What? In which it's normal for him to be.
Let him jump into a shisayos and he's 3 years old. Let him jump into a regular shisayos. Let him jump into a shisayos at all.
Well, that comes back to what you said before. Right. We're assuming either that jumping is...
It's a moving shisayos.
It's a moving shisayos.
It's not really shisayos. It's just a mythic as far as the risk definition of it.
Although it is orche. Well, you see, if you want to be a technical person and say, look, Chazal set up rules, and even though in Svar it doesn't fit, the rule is Rishus HaNizik is chayiv and finished. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to go with such a mahalas, you say, yes, that's not totally in Svar, it's totally in the rule. But we'd like to do better than that. What? Why by Pashta am I potter? Because that the Rosh said that if I step on a stick in this Rishus and it's magic Rishus HaNizik, I'm okay. As long as the animal is in Rishus HaRabim, the Pashta Gabi Tzavara is similar to the animal stepping on a stick in the Rishus HaRabim being magic Rishus HaNizik. The animal's Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
As being mazik rishus hanizik. It's yeah, it didn't go into rishus hanizik.
When someone does something rishus rabim and gets damaged, here we say since you did something bad, we'll punish you. But by kafetzes, it's not that he left it in rishus rabim; it's in his rishus
yachid. Okay, the Rosh goes with such a mahalach. Okay, that's that. I'd like to explain. Okay. Alright, this is the problem. If you look in the Mukhi Yosef seems to be bothered by it. The Mukhi Yosef says the words that the back of an animal is a Rishus HaNizik, but not a Rishus HaNizik Gomor. Like, you can have it both ways. You know, Lagabi this, it's Rishus HaNizik. Lagabi this, it's not Rishus HaNizik Gomor. I'm sure the Mukhi Yosef could explain it, but he doesn't explain it. It's one line on the top of the Yom in the Rif. Okay, Yes, explains it in one line. It's half less to understand. He's saying it's in between. Right? It's not it's nishtahin, it's nishtaher. And punkt, it works out, so fine. It doesn't explain the Svara. The Rosh does say an explanation. And the Rosh's explanation is better understood with the Evan Ozel, who explains this Rosh in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. I can tell you the Rosh the way it says inside, but the Rosh would be much more geschmack if I give you the Hagdama of the Evan Ozel. The Evan Ozel says that the Rosh holds that Shem B'Rishus HaRabim is Potter only if you have two conditions. It's normal for the animal to go, what we've been saying all along. If something the animal did, that's normal. And also, that the owner of the fruit that got damaged had no business putting his food there. In the street, like we said, al hanizik laharchik asatzmai. It's the job of the nizik to not leave things in a place where animals go. If the Nizik had no business keeping his food there, then I'm potter of my animal eats. But if he had the right to put his food there, then Shein is chayiv rishus harav. He brings a raya to this yisoid from a rush on daf yudalit. On yudalit amid aleph, we had the following case. Two shuftim have buy a field together, and they have the following agreement on use of the field. They both have rights to leave animals there. Their agreement is that they both have rights, Rishus Shneihem L'Shvarim. They both have a right to keep their animals there. Rishus Echad Mehen L'Peiris. And only one of them has a right to store his peiris there. So the question is, what's the din in such a case? You and I are shutfin, and we buy a field together, and probably you paid more than me. So we have an agreement that you have a right to use it for storage of peiris and animals, and I have a right just to let my animals be there. Then my animal, I only have a right to put shvarim there, my animal ate your peiris. You have a right to put peiris there, I have a right to put animals there. But when you mix animals and peiris, so the animal ate the peiris. So what's the din in such a case? So Rashi and the Rosh and Daf Yudalid say that the owner of the animal is chayiv. That the owner of the animal has to pay. And Rabbeinu Tam asks, why do you have to pay? I have a right to put my animal there. It's just like a Rishus Rabin. It's a Rishus where I have a right to put my animal. Why do I have to pay? Emphit the Rosh. Because any time you have a right to put your payris there, I have to watch my shar. And since we have an agreement regarding this field, that you have a right to put your payris there, anytime you have a right to put your payris there, we don't say, ala nizik laharchik asatzmai, because we have a beferish agreement that you don't have to be marchik. And in that case, shein is chayiv, even though it's normal. Why? Because for Shein to be potter, you need the two conditions I mentioned. Shein is only potter, we have both. A, that my animal did was normal, which is, everyone agrees. And B, that the Nizik should have been marchik himself. He had no business putting his peiris there. Only then is Shein potter. But if you have a right to put peiris there, then my Shein is chayiv. Now this is all the Hagdama, the aside of the Rosh, and Daf Yudalit. Zot Evan Ozel, that how do I know this is the Rosh's aside? Because here on Daf Chof, the Rosh says this to explain why Kefetzes Rishus HaRabim is Chayiv Leiterif. Why that din? That kefetzes is chayav rishus harabim. So we had a kasha. I let my animal walk down the street normally. Why should I be chayav if it's a kefetzes, if it's kefetzes on into your rishus hanizik? The teretz is because Dr. Rush, that you have a right to put your peiris anywhere where my animal can't get it only through kfitza. He calls it mokim gavaya, a high place. Where my animal, if my animal is walking down the street normally, then ala nizik laharchi kasatza. Then the nizik, he's allowed to put fruit on his animal's back. But it's his responsibility to be machik himself. But if he puts it b'mokim gavaya, he puts it on a high spot, where other animals can't get it only through kfitza, there, the Nizik has a right to put his peiris, as long as he makes it more difficult for the other animals to get it. And since he has a right to put his peiris there, We do not say ala nisik lahar, because that's what you say, he has a right. And in that case, the shein, this chayiv, when it eats off the rishus hadizik, even though it's shein, even though kfitz is normal. Like we're saying, kfitz is normal. Chayiv ter shein. Because even though kfitz is normal, that's the shein.
Normal to John said, hi to where he put it, then he should have been tithing.
It's a good question. I'll answer the question in a minute. First, I have to tell you what it says. Then I can answer the question. So, therefore, Dr. Rush, anytime it's a mokim gevaya, it's in a place that's higher up than the normal animal walking down the street, since we give a nizik, a rishus, to put his peiros there, therefore, the Baal Ha Mazik, the Baal HaShar Mazik, is chayiv. So, that's this Yisayid Shitas HaRosh. And Daf Yudalim in here, and that explains that box, the riff, why Kefetus is Chayiv Rishus HaRav. Now, Yossi's asking, Taka, why do I have a right to put my peiros there? Maybe I should tell people that I have a right to put their peiros even in a high spot, if it's normal for animals to come. I think I would understand the answer, and this already doesn't say in the Evan Osman. The way I would understand, the whole din that I'm allowed to let my animal walk down the street is sort of a tikkun ha'olam type of din. There have to be rules. And the Torah said, one of the rules is that animals can walk down the street. You can't mechayev someone if his animal just walking down the street in the most normal way. On the other hand, we need rules for people who want to transport food through the street also. There's going to be some place where you try to be fair to this side, try to be fair to this side, where there's going to be a conflict. There's not a stira that we say, I'm allowed to let my animal go down the street. And whatever's, I would call it the most normal of incidents that happen, I'm part of. And yet, I tell people who have to transport their food through the street, that if you take a proportion, you leave it for Malkum Gavaya, that much you're allowed to do, and you don't have to mask yourself more than that. And that's enough. The whole din is a din with Neshiyev Shabin Yanacher, like the Rosh says. So part of the Yev Shabin Yanacher could have an exception. It has to have ways that you can bring your food to the street. It's a possible Hezber in the Evan Ozel, in the Rosh. But Al Kaponim, this is the Svara of the Rish, this is the way the Rosh explains it. You could explain the Rosh, you read the words of the Rosh, you might understand it a little differently, but this way that I'm explaining the Rosh, it's not a stira to the Ramban, shtims with the Ramban, and it's one, I can't say it's a clear sheet, and when we started, I told you, Balamor is clear. The Rish is complicated. The Rish, you have to tie up all the loose ends. But nevertheless, this is a mahalach in understanding the Shitas HaRish. Okay, so let's just finish the Gemara. Rabbi Ishia, Hecha Itmar the Rava, Hadam Rabbi Ishia, Behema Bishasarabim, Hoch Vachla Ptura, Omda Vachla Chayeves, Mashna Holcha, the Urcheu, Omda Nami Urcheu, Omarava the Chayeves. That was where the memory was originally said. And again, get it clear. According to the Rif, Ilfa, Rabbi Ishia, and the Braisa are all saying exactly the same thing. All three of them are talking Kefetzes, and they're all three saying exactly the same thing. There's three members that are saying the same Nakuda, that Kefetzes is Chayiv, and Holcha, Blikvitza, it's part. That's the same member. Okay. So this is the member of Ilfa. I mean, it shouldn't take away from Ilfa's Etzem Chiddush that the back of someone's animal is a Rishus HaNizik, that itself is a Chiddush. But okay, let's move on to the next piece of Gemara. Boy Reb Zev, Misgalgel Mahu. Misgalgel Mahu. Echidon. What do you mean when you say misgalgel means it's rolling? Well, what do you mean it's rolling? Kugai. The kaini omir b'shus hayachid, there is food that's normal for an animal to eat. It's in Rishus HaYachid. Comes Galdva Asi, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabimai. Here, once again, we have a Gemara with two Pshatim and Rishayim. Here we have a Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. So let's start with Rashi. Okay, how did Rashi learn this Gemara? Rashi learns, the Gemara is talking about an animal that takes food from one rishus and eats it in the second rishus. The animal grabs the food from a rishus hayachid and takes it into a rishus harabim. The girsa on the side, the Rambam's girsa on the side, the Rambam also has Rashi Shita. But the Rambam's girsa has the reverse, that the animal takes food from the rishus harabim and brings it to the rishus hayachid. L'chayr, at least at first glance, there's no big difference. It's same ibay. What? Rashi has both. Just in the Girsas HaGemara, the Gemara mentions Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam's Girsas Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. Rashi holds both. The Rambam, for some reason, only holds one. We'll have to see why if we have a chance. But anyway, what's the Gemara Shaila? So the Gemara Shaila is, do you go by Mokum Lekicha? Do you go according to the place from where the animal took the food? Or do you go Basa Mokum Achila? The place where the animal ate the food. Shein is part of Rishus Sarab. The animal took the food from Rishus HaYachid and carried it out to Rishus Sarabin. Do you go basa makam achila, or do you go basa makam lakicha? I'll say, if you go basa makam lakicha, you're chayiv, so took it from Rishus HaYachid. And if you go basa makam achila, you're potter because it ate it for Rishus HaRab. According to the Rif, I'll answer you with a question. I'm not sure what the answer to the question is. If an animal is a ganav, is it chayiv for ganeva? Let's say an animal is just a ganav. It doesn't eat it, it doesn't trample it, it doesn't do anything, it's just a ganav. It takes food from Rishus HaYachid and it puts it out on the street. That any kind of mazik? That wasn't mazik, the food. Took someone's food from Rishus HaYachid and it put it in Rishus HaRab. I have to stop right now. Is the animal chayin for that? Does the animal have kinyani geneva? It's done that, no? Animals have kinyani geneva? She's going to find me the parish of the bar. Huh? What? Stomach can't have kinyan. An animal can't own anything. Only in America. An animal can't. No. But some of the animal steals it, it's potter. So, let's take a look. We have a film of this animal. It took something from Rishus HaYachid, put it down in Rishus HaRabim, and ate it. From taking it from Rishus HaYachid, putting it in Rishus HaRabim, the animal's potter, no? No? The Gnei for the animal's potter. There's no little loy signa on animals. Now, the food is sitting in the Rishus HaAdam with the Chayiv. He has Kinyan HaGeneva. He picked it up. He's a Galev. He's responsible for it. No? He has to return it, yeah. So, the animal carried it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And that is part. Next step, the animal ate it in Rishus HaRabim. Now, we know animals eating in Rishus HaRabim are part. Animals can eat things in Rishus HaRabim. How did it get here? What's the difference how it got here? However it got here, the animal's potter for getting it there. So now it ate Rishus HaRabim. So l'chayr, it should be potter. Animals are potter for eating Rishus HaRabim. Something wrong with that spot? What?
Different animals. The
what's the difference, the same animal or different animal?
Because here it was
on the person to watch the animal. In other words, the animal.
I'm supposed to watch my animal. It shouldn't take food from your house into the street.
And eat it. No, and eat it.
No, I don't have to worry about eating it. Eating it is okay. Just taking it out is not okay. Eating the street, I don't have to watch. So I was negligent, I didn't watch. Now, you can't be mechayev me just because I was negligent, I didn't watch. You can only be mechayev me if you have something to be mechayev me. So on the geneva, I'm assuming you can't be mechayev me because my animal stole your food. So what do you mean mechayev me for? The fact that it ate. The fact that it ate. That
that
I'm potter, the eating I'm potter. I have a potter. I was negligent now watching it, but I'm potter for this. Who says? Who says? The Rif says that I'm allowed to let my animal go down the street and eat whatever it wants. That just because the animal did something wrong a minute ago. Took food out. Maybe it's not even wrong. What's wrong?
The animal took food out. Rashi has to learn that the pshat is that you should have this animal. It's only if the fact that food is there beforehand.
It sounds like
if my animal takes it from his rishus and he hides it, we can't find it. So he didn't eat it. So now it's still somewhere. We can't find it. Am I tired? Of course you're tired.
That depends. If you call that a hezek, if I take your food. If I take your thing and I put it where it can't be found, is that a hezek? It's mashma to hezek because the Gemara says that if a shomer puts something in a good hiding place, I'm sure it happened to you. You put things in a good place, you can't remember where it is. It says if the owner comes, the shomer says, "I had it in a great hiding place. I can't remember where I put it." So halacha is that he's chayav. Even if we believe it. So here also, if we put it in a very good hiding place, so maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. We have to think, is that Grom or is that Mazik? Maybe, yeah. Maybe you're right. But it didn't put it in a good hiding place. It put it smack in the street.
Same thing up in the street. Same thing as
taking it in hiding. So it seems the Gemara Zibaya is, do we look at it as one big Maisa, the way you're saying? If we look at it as one big Maisa, then you go according to the Machim you took it from. Or do we break up the meisim into two things? The lekicha, if you're chayiv, if you be chayiv, Rashi is saying you be chayiv al shem mishus hanizik, because Rashi's lashon is that you go bust the lekicha, which is mishus hanizik. So if it goes to lekicha, you're chayiv for shem. How can you be chayiv for shem mishus hanizik? Didn't eat mishus hanizik. So the teretz is that if you look at it as one big achila. That's one big eating. Then it makes sense, which is really what they're tiny. They're tiny that when you take something to eat it, it's done. Tosfos tiny is a Beferish Gemara. Tosfos tiny on Rashi. So, but the Tutsdadim of the Gemara, you're asking the way we're saying. Tutsdadim of the Gemara are, do you look at it as one long Maisa or as two separate Maisa?
That sounds like it's possible to say, possibly, apparently.
Well, so the Shulta Gibarim asks this kasha. The Shulta Gibarim asks on Rashi. Tosis has a kasha on Rashi, which we'll see in a minute. But the Shulta Gibarim, Lechaira, has a stronger taina on Rashi. That Lechaira, this is the Gemara on Yotes Amid Aleph. Those of you who didn't learn the Gemara yet certainly have to see the Gemara. And those of you who did, it was a month ago. You turn back to your Yotes Amid Aleph, the Gemara had a case of Boimidev Yirmiyim Evzeru, the two dots that are about 10 lines on the bottom. Boimidev Yirmiyim Evzeru, Hoysa Mahaleches Bishus Arabim, an animal is walking in the street, the Tiza, the Hezika, Mahu, and it shot out and it was mazik mahu. Sorry, the next dibaya. He teaser b'shus rabim zikah b'shus yachid. Two lines later, he teaser b'shus rabim v'zikah b'shus yachid. Animal's walking in the street. He teaser b'shus rabim. It stepped on a stone in the street. The stone shot out. V'hizika b'shus hayachin. And it did damage b'shus hayachin. Now this is regel. It's walking normally. And it stepped on a stone. And the stone shot from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid Mahu. What's the din? So first he told him it's Potter, and then he said, Hajri B. I changed my mind, it's Chayiv. So the Gemara ends up that it's Chayiv. So what's that case? The animal is walking the streets, and it shoots out a rock, and the rock is Mazik in the Rishus HaNizik. Is that the same case? The animal did a Maisa here, and the hezek happened there. We go bust at the place of the hezek. Okay? We go bust at the place of the hezek. Chayiv, the same thing in our Gemara. The animal picked up the food from one rishus, carried it to another rishus, ate it in the second rishus. So we should go according to the place where it ate it, the second rishus.
It's all one long maisa, and the whole thing is taken out of them that we let you. That you get off the hook when you're eating it in Rishus HaRabim. I can't say that it will give you the tikkun, will give the Baal HaShor all the benefits, even though it wasn't in the tikkun olam. It was in the guy's Rishus HaYachid.
So what about the reverse case? He picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, ate it in Rishus HaYachid. So you'll be masking. That's similar. So in that case, it's a kash. Okay. You follow what we're doing? We have here a Gemara which seems to be exactly the same thing. The animal did. What's the tzad here to be mechayiv? That you go basal lekicha, you look at it as one long maisa, and you go basal lekicha. Well, chayra, we have a Gemara that says that if the animal did its act in one rishus, and the hezek wasn't another rishus, we look at the mokam hahezek, not at the mokam hamaisa. So even if they say it's one long maisa, who cares? The hezek happened in a different rishus.
Or you could look from the second moral that the question is where it was placed. The person who put it down, they have a right to put it down in that rishus.
Where that Gemara?
That Gemara. So the Shabbos Gemara is that even though I put it in Rishus HaRab, the other, so I don't care the fact that your animal was in Rishus HaRab, I have like my finger, your animal was not in my papers, my Caleb, so you're hired. So, alright.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, the teretz I'm going to offer in Nachas Dov's teretz is slightly different. It comes down to the same thing, but the way you're saying it may be a little simpler. I don't know. So again, what's the question? The question is, the Gemara has any bayah. If the animal took it from Rishus A and damaged it in Rishus B, ate it in Rishus B, do you look at Rishus A, Makom Lekicha? Do you look at Rishus B, Makom Echil? So, the Shote Gebarim, that's the Gemara on your test, where the Maisa Hezek was in Rishus A, and it says the Maisa Behemoth was in Rishus A, the damage was in Rishus B, and there the Gemara says you go according to Rishus B, you go according to the place where it happened. And Nochmer, that's Reb Zeira talking, and this is Boy Reb Zeira. The names are even the same. That there it's Reb Zeira who says this psak. I think the Shulchan Aruch Baruch points this out. And here it's by Reb Zeira. It's the same person talking here. So Nachas David says a very geshmaka teretz. He says, he just reminds us of something we had last night. We had that if I throw a keli off a roof and it's on the way down, and someone breaks it, we say mana tfira tavar, consider broken from when it was thrown. Right? We spoke about that at great length. And right? Teistus said, that's only if you throw the keli off the roof. On the way down, it's already considered to be mana tfira, broken keli. But she'en keg, if you throw a rock off a roof, there's a keli on the ground. And you throw a rock off the roof, when the rock is on the way down, is that keli considered broken? Taisa said no. Taisa said that keli is not considered broken. If somebody breaks it, it's chayiv. If you throw the keli is considered broken basa meikara from the time it was thrown. If you throw a rock, The keli is not broken until it breaks. That was the aside of Tosfos on Yudzayin on the Beis. There's a difference if you throw a keli. If you throw a keli, it's considered broken the minute you let go. If you throw a rock, or you shoot an arrow at a window, the window's not broken until the arrow gets there. Zakta Nachlas David, that's the difference between Yutessa Mer Aleph and Chafa Mer Aleph. Yutessa Mer Aleph, what was thrown?
The tzeres,
the rock. The animal stepped on a rock and the rock went shooting out and it broke Bishus HaNizik. So then we go according to the place of the damage. Because when you throw a rock, you go according to the place of the damage. Boy, Reb Zera, what about a case where the thing that was damaged was thrown, was carried out? The animal carried something out from one rishus to another rishus and ate it there. Maybe here we should go basameikara. If you look at it as one long maisa, achila, that means from the moment the animal took it to eat it. So by Reb Zera over here, maybe you should go basameikara. And meikara, it was whichever rishus A that it started from, that's the rishus that counts. That's what? Yeah, which Gemara? Tyson Springs. What?
That's not Mount Basam Mekara because you ate it afterwards. It's not that
exact
either.
That's a Shiloh.
And
you're talking
about
it.
You
didn't
talk about
it. Do you mean on your Zion of the Days?
Yeah.
You have to work through the different shots that we had in Basam Ekara in that case. Okay, Al-Kaponim, this is all Rashi's pshat. Tosis has a different pshat. Misgalgul Mahu. First, Tosis Akasha and Rashi. Pirish HaKunshus, the Misabkalei, Basa Achila, Zina, Basa Lekicha. The Kasha. L'kamon, Gabi Kelash, and Abel Chararo, Kash, Pshita, Lon, Diach, L'Begadish, Di Alma, Pater. Right, this Kasha of Tosis is not such a strong Kasha, Nachas David says, because it's not a Brisa, it's a Gemara. Tosis, Reb Zera has an Ibaya, and there's another Gemara that doesn't have an Ibaya. So, it's not a kasha from a braisa, it's a kasha from a gemara. So it's not as David, it's not such a strong kasha. Oy, the losh of Iskagol le mashma, hachi v'niru le ri. The Grand of Nachas David also says that according to the Rambam's girsa, Tosis kasha is not shver. To make the cheshmi, you'll see, that gemara is talking in the case or when Rosh Hashiach, Rosh Hashirab. And the Rambam is going to say, our gemara is talking Rosh Hashiach, Rosh Hashiach. Like the Rambam is not sure. Anyway, Nero Lari, going to Kaimi Paris B'Shus HaNizik, U'Megalgali V'Osu L'Shus HaRam. D'Yilav Shebehem Amak Fasna B'Piyah V'Ochus HaNsham Hayosef Elaniach B'Shus HaRam. I'll tell you the words of Taisus. In camp, when you had a good kasha in the learning groups or something, you promise someone a soda if they can answer you. If someone could tell me the Svar of Taisus, I'll be, I don't know about a soda, but I'll be very indebted to you. The pshat in Tosis is very simple. There are no two pshatim. But the svara of Tosis beats me. Listen to what Tosis case. If you learn Tosis different, tell me. I'll be delighted. The way Tosis says, I have, in my rishus, I have food. The food is rolling out of my rishus. For whatever reason. The food, the wind blew it, it's rolling downhill, it's going to leave my rishus. But right now, it's in my rishus. Your animal comes into my rishus, stops it from rolling, and then eats it in my rishus. Zav Taisvis, it's an ibaya. Do you say that you're chayiv? The animal ate it in rishus hanizik. Or do we say you're potter because what? Why should you be potter? What? It's in my rishus. It never left my rishus. It's been in my rishus the whole time. And the animal came and ate it in my rishus. It's about to leave. So since it's about to leave, it should be considered b'shus haravim. Well, first of all, we said that you don't go basal b'saif unless the b'saif happened. Right? It just could have happened. And the Rambam said that. The truth is that Tais doesn't hold that way. Tais doesn't go basal b'saif no matter what. But, is that true? I just don't understand the svara. The food was always b'shus hanizik. Never left b'shus hanizik. Why should your animal be? Why should be potter? What's the meikar? Baruch Hashem, I have a pshat. Or else I would have kept you later. So, hopefully for tomorrow. Tomorrow I want to do the next sugya, the two dots to the two dots, and.